Once again, Mutual Don Lee brings you the thrilling adventures of The Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. You know, friends, there's no better buy than a United States government savings bond. Consider its advantages. It's the safest investment in the world. It will never be worth less than you pay for it, and it grows in value with each year, paying you back at maturity $4 for every $3 invested. Not only that, if an emergency arises, your bond is easy to redeem. You get back what you pay for it, plus any interest that is accrued. So here you have the prize investment in the world, the safest investment with the best return and always easily convertible to cash in an emergency. U.S. savings bonds are a protection for your future. They make it easy for you to plan ahead to the day when you want to buy a home, provide education for your children, or start a business. Remember, you can buy U.S. savings bonds through the regular payroll savings plan or at any bank or post office. Buy U.S. savings bonds and hold them. And now, The Shadow. The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, They Kill with a Silver Hatchet. It is the hour before dawn. Along a shabby waterfront of the city, a strange boat bearing even stranger cargo pulls silently into a secret port. Two men crawl up into its deck. Two evil-looking men with pig eyes peering from parchment faces. The eerie silence is broken by footsteps along the battered wharf when a third Oriental steps onto the boat. His rich silk robes gathered around him, his face a cruel mask of quiet evil.
It is here. It has arrived, my precious cargo.
Below deck, oh, Golden Dragon, our supreme master.
It must remain hidden here. We are watched. The police are watching.
Listen, O most venerable dragon. Someone has found our secret port.
Who's down there? Come
on up. It is the police, O master.
Quick, O little one, the silver hatchet. Yes. Up under the wharf, quietly, behind him.
Come on up. The two of you. I see you there, Arno.
My thrown hatchet has killed him, O Dragon Master.
Not soon enough. The whistle will summon others.
We cannot unload the cargo, O Dragon.
No, work quickly now. Take sharp knives and the hatchets. Go below, quickly. Destroy the cargo.
Hi, Lamont Cranston.
Oh, Lamont, and Miss Lane, how'd you get down here so quick?
Lamont had the car radio on. We've been chasing police calls all night.
Another policeman killed. Another hatchet murder.
Yes, there's the body on the wharf. Slater this time, Lamont. He's the fourth.
Oh, Commissioner Weston, haven't you any idea why these hatchet murders have been committed?
I don't know. Maybe you can tell me, Lamont. Jump down here on this boat with me.
All right. Careful now, darling. I'll help you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't look if I were you, Margot.
Oh, it's slippery. I... Lamont, there's blood on that deck.
Take a look down here in the hold of this old tub, Lamont.
Oh.
Whist. That's slaughter.
Strange cargo, isn't it? Somebody did a thorough job.
Poor devils. Well, they'll never be able to tell us what happened.
Oh, Mr. Cranston, won't you come in now?
Good evening, Mr. Andrews. I read your editorial on the hatchet murders in the late edition of tonight's paper, Mr. Andrews.
I've been crusading for weeks now to get that dark area cleaned out.
You mentioned the names of some men living down there, all with prison records.
Yes, take Freddy the Frog, for instance. I turned the heat on him 5 years ago. All he got was a light sentence for peddling dope.
But it wasn't dope peddling I was really after him for.
Would it possibly have been for smuggling aliens into this country?
Yes, it was.
Well, due to these strange circumstances, I believe he's back in business again.
Great guns, Cranston. You may be right.
I'm sure I am, Mr. Andrews. And strangely enough, I've come here tonight to ask you to stop your campaign for a waterfront cleanup.
What?
Andrews, let them think the heat's off. All this publicity has made them harder than ever to track down.
I'm with you, Grant.
Thank you. Well, I'll be running along. Miss Lane's waiting in my car downstairs.
Oh, I'll walk the elevator with you. Andrews, look out! What? What happened? Why'd you shove me like that?
Merely to save your life, Mr. Andrews. Look. The nice, bright silver hatchet stuck there in the wall. Well, good night, Margot. Get a good night's sleep.
Isn't there anything I can say to keep you from getting mixed up in these hatchet murders?
Not a thing, darling.
All right. Good night, but good night. Will you call me in the morning?
I will, darling. No immediate action. I have some thinking to do first. And I'd better think fast.
Dear, I wish you wouldn't do it. Now, where am I? Oh, shucks, I've forgotten them again. Don't you know, I wonder... Well, good, I did leave it unlocked. What? Who are you? What are you two doing in my apartment?
We come to offer our... felicitations.
Where's your little one, the cord?
Let me go! Let me go!
Her mouth is open, so she cannot call out.
See the strange twisted dry herbs we have piled in this bowl? One touch of this match, so they burn and fill the air with poison oriental perfume.
Come, little one, quickly. Make sure the door is locked behind us.
Pleasant dreams, lovely lady. Soon come visions of terror, then madness and death.
Poison.
Darling.
Men.
You're all right now.
Closer. Madness.
Margot.
Poison, perfume, and madness and death. Death.
Margot, darling.
Madness.
Life and death. Margot. You're all right now.
Oh, Lamont, it's you. But, Lamont, there's poison perfume in here.
I found you in time, darling. You dropped your keys in my car. I saw them getting out at home.
Oh. Oh, I did, thank goodness. Lamont.
What is it?
Look there, sticking in the wall.
Silver hatchet. Spinning a note of some kind at the wall.
Those men are the hatchet killers.
Listen. The gods of evil will death to those who interfere with the dragon's work. The death of the girl is a warning. Lamont Cranston will not interfere. Signed the dragon.
And that means they know you're after them.
Dragon. Well, that's the insidious mastermind behind this horrible slaughter.
Lamont, you've got to get out of this.
No, Margot, I've got to get in it and quickly. I'm going after them, darling, and I need your help now.
How?
Now we've got something to go on. You've seen two of the murder gang. You can identify.
Yes, but what are you going to do?
Tomorrow, I'm disguising myself and getting a job as a waiter at a waterfront saloon known as the Cafe of Freddy the Frog.
Hey. Hey, young fella. Get up and if you want to work here.
Oh, what's up, Freddy?
A lady just came in, wants some service. Sitting in that booth next to the kitchen over there.
Okay, Freddy, I'll take care of her. Something I can get you, lady?
I'm looking for another waiter.
I'm the only waiter in this joint, lady.
What's the matter, won't I do?
I don't believe it. What is it, really?
Not so loud.
Yes, I know, but the mustache, one of them glasses. Mm-hmm. Even the voice. Oh, it's just perfect.
I found out plenty, too, darling, working here today.
You did? Wait a minute. That man is sitting in the booth over there. What's the matter with him? He looks so sad and strange and just there staring.
There's something funny about him. pretending to be drunk. Couldn't be on what I've served him.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned that name, Marlowe, the dragon. Asked me if I heard of him or knew if he lived around here.
Well, I did everything you told me. I waited until after dinner and then came and took the food next to the kitchen. So what now?
There's something funny about that kitchen. Freddy, the owner, warned me never to go in there. He said the cook was a screwball and would slit anyone's throat and interfere.
Well, that might be true.
Well, I've noticed something else peculiar happening. Seen several Orientals slip out there when they thought I wasn't looking. None of them have come out again.
How'd you get the job so quickly?
Bribed the regular waiter to keep away. Told the boss he was sick and sent me to take over.
Oh, Freddy's suspicious.
Stay in his boot, so close. Better get you something to drink.
Hey, waiter. Hey, you.
Yeah, you call me, Freddy?
Who's the girlie in the back booth?
Some lush. She's been here all night.
Now, throw out. I'm closing up now. She and that bastard sourpuss over there, the last two customers in the joint.
Okay. Hey, we're closing up, lady.
Come on. Look at those two men just came in.
Big man and the little one.
Yeah. They're coming back this way. So stand here so they catch them out there.
Going out into the kitchen. Freddy seemed willing enough to let them in.
No. He's gone up to the front to talk to the other man, I think. Yes, he's trying to throw him out.
Now's our chance, darling. Come out in the kitchen with me, quickly.
Well, there's nobody out here, Lamont.
Stand by that door. Keep an eye on Freddy.
Okay.
No sign of an exit or any way out of this room.
He's thrown the young man out. He's coming back.
No sign of a door.
Lamont, Freddy's coming this way.
Don't let him see you. Get away from that door.
Well, here it comes. What do we do?
Margo, look at this icebox. Cold storage room. It's big enough for both of us. Come on, we can hide in here.
It's awful dark.
Wait, I can see this little pane of glass in the door. Freddy's putting on his hat and coat.
Oh, thank goodness he's leaving. I'd hate to be frozen alive.
He's coming over here to the icebox.
What was that?
He's turned out the lights. He's leaving.
Lamont, what was that noise?
He had a padlock in his hand, Margot. He put it on this door.
You mean we're locked in? Well, they'll find us in the morning.
Yes.
Hey.
Listen.
Oh.
You. It's not coming from the kitchen. Must be another way out of this cold storage room.
That's how those others got out of here.
There is another door in the back?
Yes. Quickly, Margot, take my hand.
Music's louder. Where do you suppose we are?
Can't see anything. Seems we're in a room, but...
It's a strange, sweet odor. Lamont, we're not alone.
Take my hand. Keep walking.
There's something else in this room. Lamont, something's grabbed me. There's a cold, clammy hand clutching my foot.
Hold on to me, Margot.
Lamont, listen. There's something crawling across the floor. The room is filled with things, Lamont. Horrible, crawling, living things. And they're trying to pull me down. Lamont!
You know, friends, there's a thrill and a lesson in a boxing match. The thrill is in seeing the beautiful coordination of every muscle in powerful bodies. The lesson is in remembering that precision movement and commanding strength come not overnight, but from week in, week out planning and training. Yes, all successful accomplishments result from continuous preparation. And so it is with your future financial security. The chances are 1,000,000 to 1 you will never become financially secure through wishful thinking or occasional saving. So the smart thing to do is to sign up now for continuous investment in U.S. savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. The payroll savings plan is the easy, convenient way for continuous saving. And continuous saving is the only saving that really counts. U.S. savings bonds, of course, at maturity, pay $4 for every $3 invested. PS means FS. That's right. Payroll savings means financial security. And now, back to the shadow.
Lamont, there's something pulling at me.
Hold on while I light a match.
But they're only filled with men. They don't look human. Are they all dead, lying on their bunks?
Opium addicts, Margot. On the floor and on the bunks. That was the sick sweet odor. Well, they can't harm us, darling. They're too far gone for that. Look. There's a corridor up ahead leading away from this room.
Yes, the music seems to be coming from somewhere down at the end of this corridor.
Yes, it is louder.
Wait. I think it's the door.
Wait, I'll light another match. This piece of wood up here. It's a small sliding panel.
The music sounds like a funeral. Right.
Margot, look. I can't believe my eyes.
Like a room out of Arabian Nights. Look, there's a man sitting on a chair carved like a throne.
Carved in the forms of gold dragons. Margot, it's our dragon man.
Looks like some gargoyle. Some horrible statue. And there are the two men who tried to kill me.
There are other Orientals lying on the floor in front of the throne.
What is that big bronze idol? Look, there's a door in it. And a fire inside. Lamont, it's a furnace.
Margot, don't look.
The big man and the little man are putting the bodies into the fire. The dragon's just watching him.
There's bodies on the floor. They're all dressed alike. Like the Orientals slaughtered in that boat.
See that pile of money, bills, and jewelry in front of the throne?
Belong to those poor devils, probably. So that's what's become of the Orientals the dragon smuggles in.
I can't look. It's so sickening, Lamont.
Margot, look out. You're falling against the door. It's open. They heard us. They're looking this way.
Lamont,
come on, we've got to get out of here. They're coming after us, all three of them. Try to walk,
there's
darling.
No way out. The other door is padlocked. It's no use going back.
Well, what did you find, little one? I cannot stay forever in this filthy opium den.
Oh, dragon, the uninvited have departed through the secret kitchen door to the cafe.
They have locked it on the outside, so we cannot follow, master.
Bring the lantern here closer. I felt something here on the floor.
Yes, oh, mighty dragon. A man's wallet. American wallet. Dropped by the seeking one.
There are cards inside.
You'll see are the gold initials on the leather.
Lamont Cranston is the name on the card inside.
Dragon Master, he has found us.
He did not heed the warning when we killed the girl.
We shall send this man an invitation to pay us a call.
Oh, mighty dragon. He would not come to you and come alone.
I shall see that he does. When he comes to see the dragon, he shall find death instead.
Come on, they're gone.
Yes, darling. I guess it's safe to come out.
Ooh, will you help me out of this awful bunk?
Yes,
I was burlap covered and he smothered me.
Yeah, we fooled them anyway, darling. Mix in with the opium sleepers.
They're still trapped, you know.
No, they must have another exit. We'll watch through the panel till they leave, and then follow through their exit.
Yes, but Lamont, the dragon found your wallet. He knows you were here.
That's exactly what I wanted, darling. I planted my wallet on the floor. Mon Cranston speaking.
Mr. Cranston, this is a friend speaking. If you want to find the dragon and it'll pay, I'll show you how.
Who are you?
Just a friend, Mr. Cranston. There's a cafe on the waterfront known as Freddy the Frog's Place. Come at once.
How much do you want?
$1,000, Mr. Cranston. Is it a deal?
How will I know you?
Simple, Mr. Cranston. Just ask for Freddy the Frog. I'll know your voice.
Who is that, Lamont?
Freddy the Frog. Doesn't realize I've been working for him and know his voice.
Well, aren't you afraid he'll recognize you?
Did you, darling? If I fooled you. Freddy's in with a dragon, all right. The dragon had him caught. Oh, that's funny. Who could this be? Hello?
Who is this speaking?
Lamont Cranston speaking.
Who is this speaking?
Lamont Cranston. Who are you? Do I know you?
Please repeat the name, will you?
Lamont Cranston. What is this, a joke?
No, not a joke, Mr. Cranston. Not a joke at all.
Who are you? Do I know you?
No, Mr. Cranston. I don't know you either. But I never forget a voice.
Strange, he hung up.
Who was it?
I don't know.
Lamont, don't go down there alone, please.
I told you I have to, darling. I will stop by and tell Weston to stand ready. If I'm not back in an hour, call Weston and tell him to come after me.
Hello. Do you know anybody in this place named Freddy the Frog? Come on, Cranston.
You know me?
Ah. I'm Freddy the Frog. I told you I recognize your voice. But I've seen you before.
No, I don't think so.
I've seen you in here before. But it is Cranston's voice.
You'll take me to the dragon?
Ah. You sure you're alone?
All alone, I assure you.
All right. Come along with me, then.
I am indeed honored, Mr. Cranston. We meet at last. But why were you such a fool to come here alone?
It's the only way I could get you, Dragon. I got all of you now.
He's got a gun!
Grab him.
Let go of me.
You would try to kill the dragon for that. You shall die.
Let me go!
You saw the dead bodies in the hold of that boat. There saw there was nothing to what my hatchet men shall do to you.
No.
The silver hatchet, Cranston, will put an end to you.
No.
Ready, strike.
No!
Strike again and again. We must be sure he is dead.
Ah, cut it out, Dragon. Can't you see he's dead?
That is enough, big one and little one. You have done a fine job.
I hear footsteps, old Dragon. Coming toward the palace room, down the corridor.
This man, Cranston, has told someone else of our secret palace room.
That's the police, maybe. Let's get out of here.
You promised us safety, Dragon. A new secret door.
Yes, the most clever. They will never find this. Open the door to the bronze furnace.
There is no fire inside.
Yes, we crawl through to another passageway, then turn on the flames. I will go first. Come, you three, follow me.
Come, little one. Crawl in with me.
Come, follow Freddy the Frog. There ain't much room, but I think I can crowd through with you.
Dragon, he's gone. You, who are you? Man with the sad eyes.
Get him. Oh, get him. The dragon.
Voice, I recognize it now. Yours was the voice on my telephone after I talked to Freddy the Frog.
I heard him call you. Stood outside the booth, heard the plans. Then I called you, just to hear your voice. I told them I was Lamont Cranston. Imitated your voice. Only way I could be taken to the dragon's hiding place.
Tried to kill him? Why did you do it?
Revenge. Name is Slater. He was my brother.
Slater. The last policeman the dragon had killed.
Mr. Andrews.
Lane.
Oh, thank goodness you're here. I've called everywhere for you.
I just got here to my office.
Yes, I know. First, I tried to call Commissioner Weston, but he couldn't be found. You've got to help Mr. Cranston. He's gone down to the waterfront alone after the dragon. It's been nearly an hour, and he hasn't returned.
Please go now, Miss Lane. There's nothing I can do.
But you're his friend, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, I want to be, but you don't understand. Sometimes I can't seem to control. Go quickly, please.
Mr. Andrews. Well, the color's gone out of your face. You're ill.
Go before it's too late. You mustn't see. You mustn't see it happening.
Your skin is like parchment. Your eyes are... Your face is changing.
I don't want to change. I'm powerless to stop it now. My mind is blank. I can't remember anything.
You're not Andrews now. You're that man. That horrible man, the dragon.
I'm the dragon. You were with Lamont Cranston. He's dead, and you too must die.
No, please stay away from me.
This silver hatchet on the desk, it was meant for that blundering fool Andrews, but with it, the dragon will kill you.
No, don't throw the hatchet. Don't, please.
The dragon's secret dies with you. No one else knows.
No,
no, dragon. Never again will you kill.
The silver hatchet. Something snatched it from my hand.
Too many times have you inhaled the strange oriental perfume. gave you sleep at first and dreams, dreams of the Orient, strange rights and great power. Everything your prosaic world as Andrews could never yield.
I am the dragon, all-powerful.
No, dragon. This time the change came without the use of incense. The drug has mastered you.
No, man, no drug is master over me. I am all-powerful, master of all the world. All life bows before me. I am lord of creation.
What did the doctor say, Lamont?
He's hopelessly mad, Margot. He'll never recover.
When did you know this awful thing would happen?
I didn't realize it, Margot, till I stopped at Andrew's home tonight to tell him I hoped to catch the dragon. His servant said he'd been missing since that night I came here to his office, the night we found those bodies slaughtered in that boat.
That was the same night his hatchet men attacked me and left that note proving they knew you were on the dragon's trail.
Yes. The only two men who knew that were Weston and Andrews. Then, too, while I was at his home, I noticed several books on the Orient, on poisons and incense drugs. I sensed a trace of that same sickish odor his hatchet men left burning with you.
You know, they said that would kill me.
Small doses that only gives illusions of grandeur. Oriental dreams affects the mind. This continued use eventually completely takes over the mind.
Yes, but then why did the hatchet men try to kill Andrews?
The dragon ordered them to. You see, he had no memory of his other life as Andrews.
Oh, well, that's why he was fooled by the policeman's brother posing as you.
Right, darling. Andrew's memory of me disappeared completely when he became the dragon.
That was really a case of split personality, wasn't it?
Well, we all are a little, I guess. You know that small inner voice, our conscience fighting back? What a pity Andrew's conscience didn't run. Mr. Andrews is really a wonderfully good-hearted, kind man.
Good habits are hard to make and sometimes harder to keep. One good habit is the habit millions have found as a solution to their future plans. Millions of people today are buying United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan. Each payday, they have a regular portion of their pay applied to the purchase of their bonds. At maturity, 10 years from now, these bonds will provide the funds for buying a new home, for putting children through college, or perhaps laying the groundwork for a new business. Whatever your objective may be, you can make it come true, not by wishful thinking, but by making and keeping a good habit. That habit, enroll now in the payroll savings plan. Buy and hold till maturity, U.S. saving bonds. The Shadow program is based on a story copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again, next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.